Citizens for Kennedy present Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt on the makeup of America, a majority of minorities.
Our country is the oldest democracy in the world, but it is less than 200 years old. It is a country with ample room for growth. It is a land which needs today just as much as ever before to live by the prayer written about the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Our nation enjoys its strength and its vitality because we are a melting pot, because we have widely differing backgrounds, ideas, cultures that have merged and made exciting the prospect of our pursuit of happiness. We must not let ourselves become concerned with what particular wave of immigration brought our people here, or on what wave of immigration they will come in the future. We must concern ourselves with our pledge, our oath, to welcome them and provide them a home. We must be concerned only with providing them the opportunity to use their talents to the fullest capacity so they may add their culture, their art, their skills, their faith, no matter how humble, to the structure of our nation. And we must build for our children and grandchildren. We must refresh our faith. It would be well for us, before we vote, to read again our Bill of Rights. You see, you need not be concerned with the color of a man's skin. It is the shade of the soul that is important to a democracy. You need not be concerned with how a man worships God, but the degree of faith. If we are to be the spokesman for a free world, we must begin at home by assuring all our peoples, regardless of religion, race, or national origin, equal opportunity under law and under God. When you cast your vote for the President of the United States, be sure you have studied the record. I have. I urge you to vote for John F. Kennedy, for I have come to believe that as a president, he will have the strength and the moral courage to provide the leadership for human rights we need in this time of crisis. He is a man with a sense of history. That I'm well familiar with because my husband had a sense of history. I urge you to study Mr. Kennedy's programs, and I think you will join me in voting for John F. Kennedy for president.